Welcome to today's edition of Daily News on Crossriver Watch, where we bring you a wrap-up of today's activities as it concerns Crossriver State. I am your host, Jonathan Uba. In the news today, Organized Labor disowns Crossriver Labor Party Chairman. Labor Party Chairman alleges destabilization plan. Ex-Guba aspirant Patrick Okomiso dumps APC for Labor Party. NGO provides free health services for inmates in Calabar Prison. Nottin Groups tackle Osibanjo over planned sale of Calabar Power Plant for others. Homeg boss Nni Mobasi decries continuous flaring of gas in the Niger Delta. NDDC donates 33 vehicles to security agencies in the Niger Delta. And the news in detail. The organized labor in Crossriver State has passed a vote of no confidence on the interim chairman of the state chapter of the Labor Party, Ambassador Oga Osim. A statement jointly signed by the different Congress leaders, including the heads of the Nigerian Labor Congress and Trade Union Congress political commissions, Comrades Godwin Amoekun and Ken Bassey respectively, said Mr. Osim's activities are not in consonant with the position of organized labor, which owns the Labor Party across the country. Meanwhile, the embattled interim chairman of the Labor Party in Crossriver, Ambassador Oga Osim, has accused the organized labor of trying to destabilize the party in the state. Mr. Osim told journalists in Calabar that organized labor was a tool merely to help mobilize workers to join the party, and said, aside from calling them to order, he will formally write to the national headquarters of the party about the activities of the unions. He further alleged that the organized labor is trying to force a governorship candidate on the party. Now, still on politics, a former gubernatorial aspirant and security expert, Chief Patrick Okomiso, has defected from the All Progressive Congress, APC, to the Labour Party, where he has emerged as the senatorial candidate of the party in Crossriver Central District. He told journalists in Abuja, the Federal Capital Territory, that his decision to dump the APC for the Labour Party is to properly align with his people in the new and emerging Nigeria. He pledged to introduce legislation that will sustainably tackle lingering communal conflict if elected. Do stay with us, there will be more news after this break. Thank you for staying with us. Now to the civic space. A non-governmental organization, Gift Health Plus, has partnered with the Nigerian Human Rights Commission and the Nigerian Correctional Service to provide eye medical services for over 200 inmates of the Medium Security Custodial Center in Calabar, popularly referred to as Afokan Prison. The executive director of Gift Health Plus, Dr. Chamberlain Wani, said the gesture is key because basic health care is a fundamental human right, and as most prisoners will return to society either sick or healthy as society makes them while they are incarcerated. The two-day program includes free screening, examination, treatment, advisory, and the issuance of free reading glasses. The State Coordinator of the Human Rights Commission, Mr. Remy Ajuga, and the Deputy Controller of Corrections in charge of the Custodial Center, D.U. Ayamele, said the exercise will restore hope to many inmates with dwindling health and eye issues. Now, the coalition of Nottin Groups has accused Nigeria's Vice President, Yemi Osibanjo, of dubious intentions for pushing the plan of the National Council on Privatization to sell the Calabar Power Plant and four others. A statement issued by the Group Director of Strategic Communications said the sale of the Calabar Power Plant, as well as those in Ihova, Geregu, Omotosho, and Olorunsogbo, which are held by the Niger Delta Power Holding Company Limited, will impoverish the northern part of the country. They described the act as unacceptable and a plan to marginalize northern Nigeria. Still in the energy sector, the director, Health of Mother Earth Foundation, Humef, Nni Mobasi, has called for actions to reduce poverty and ensure a sustainable environment for all, via an end to the continuous flaring of gas in the Niger Delta region. The environmental activist made the call while delivering a lecture on the theme, Nationally Determined Catastrophe, What NDCs Mean to Africa and Low-Lying Regions, at the Homeb School of Ecology in Benin City, Edo State, where he said government at all levels must make deliberate efforts to check the menace of gas flaring, which he described as a criminal activity. He expressed optimism that the Homeb School of Ecology will, among others, provide solutions to the energy challenges in the country. On security, the Niger Delta Development Commission, NDDC, has donated 33 vehicles to security agencies in the region that worked with the commission doing its field forensic audits to guarantee the safety of staff. The interim administrator of the NDDC, Dr. Effiong Akwa, said President Muhammadu Buhari had directed that security vehicles be purchased for use by security agencies on the Joint Security Committee during the forensic audit exercise. He said it was important to hand over the vehicles to the agencies to aid their work of securing the region as well as the lives and property of the people. That is it for today's edition of Daily News on Crossriver Watch. Visit crossriverwatch.com for more news on these and many more. Also, like and follow our social media channels on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. I am Jonathan Ogbal. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. See you on Monday.